Welcome to the Canvas of the Soul podcast with your host, Anissa Patman. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, my listeners. It is your host, Anissa Patman, with another episode of Canvas of the Soul podcast. How are you affecting social change? Again, the question is, how are you affecting social change? Our guests today are members of the Ronstadt African Heritage Business Resource Group. This amazing group is kicking off their second annual virtual race for equity and justice. Race day is this Saturday, October 16th. You heard me. This Saturday, October 16th, with the theme, How Are You Affecting Social Change? You will have an opportunity to hear from some of their leaders, such as the executive sponsor of this group, the chief diversity officer, the CEO, and members as they tell us how they are personally affecting social change in their own way to make a difference in the community, workplace, and world. This episode will end with a dedicated poem to George Floyd titled Breathe by author and singer Pamela Best. Before we get started, grab your fitness tracker, your running or your walking shoes, and let's get moving. You can walk or you can run a mile, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and for those that really want to go for it, a full marathon. It is entirely up to you and at your own pace. We want you to take pictures of yourself, your family, and your friends as you are participating, as this is an important day. All Ronstadt employees, you can post your photos in the Virgin Pulse Wellness app, or everyone can email their photos to rus-ahbrg@ronstadtusa.com. No spaces. That's R as in Robert, US-AHBRANDSTADUSA.com. And while you are getting your fitness on, sincerely think about how you are affecting social change and making a difference within your community. So I guess it's only fair for me to kick off this race by sharing with you how I feel I am personally making a change. I use my love for the game of tennis to impact others, especially children. I teach kids on the court the game of tennis, and off the court, I teach them the importance of loving yourself. Let's face it, you gotta love yourself. When you love yourself, there's so much that you can share and do with the world. I also teach them personal finance and public speaking. But it's so important to me that before I leave this world, that I know that I have made a difference in some kid's life, regardless of their race, background, or their circumstance. Gandhi said it best, be the change you wish to see in the world. Let's get moving, guys. It is race time.
And I want to thank you for joining the 2021 Race for Equity and Justice that's sponsored by Ronstadt's African Heritage Business Resource Group. I'm so proud of this organizing committee for converting this race from a single event from last year to this annual event, this being our second annual. One of the responsibilities that I have as executive sponsor for the BRG is to ensure that the activities are aligned with our pillars of expanding, enhancing, and enriching the lives of our members as well as our allies. And this race does this in just so many ways. There's a video of some of our OPCO leaders, as well as fellow associates, that personally shares how they feel they are impacting social change. Take an opportunity to watch the video, or you can listen to the podcast on Canvas of the Soul. So let's remember to register on Virgin Pulse for the race, download that Spotify playlist, and get out there and walk or run for equity and justice. Thank you.
Hi, African Heritage BRG and allies. Let's kick off this race for equity. I believe that I'm affecting change by ensuring that I use my platform to raise awareness, inspire action, and instill hope for women, our BIPOC community, and any marginalized group in society. After the race for equity, look for meaningful ways to make a difference and mentor someone, encourage someone. Allies lean into the conversation of DE&I. Let's be boldly inclusive instead of fearfully silent and complicit. Just commit to doing one thing. In the words of Audre Lorde, it is not our differences that divide us. It is our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. So let's do the race for equity and stand up and be heard and be counted. Thank you.
Hi everyone, Karen here, and I am trying to affect social change in big ways and in small ways. I like to try using my position to do so by creating new programs like Transcend or driving change at Randstad through our Executive Diversity Council. I also am very proud of the support that we give to forums that address social justice, like our Flourishing Under Fire panel and all of the Ready Chats that we host. But small ways are just as important, and if you want to be an ally in the workplace, to me, one of the keys is to be mindful and to be present. I encourage you to listen to others without judgment, and when you see something, say something, and don't ignore inappropriate comments or jokes. Also, ask people open-ended questions and seek to understand why people feel the way that they do. When we take the time to connect with others and to understand one another, we often discover that we have more in common than different. So let's all come together and support the African Heritage BRG's Race for Equity and Justice. Thanks, everybody.
I'm not a politician. I'm not an activist. Not a leader or a person of influence in my community or in my city. Simply put, I'm just an ordinary human in society. So, how can I be an impact on social change? I can impact change through my interactions and my relationships with others. For me, that means putting the interests of others ahead of my own. It means listening and being understanding of the feelings of people outside of my culture. In a society where cancel culture and judgment by popular opinion is the norm, I can be empathetic and unbiased. Social change doesn't always have to be on a large scale, but rather it's the small acts of kindness that we do that can make the biggest impact on others. So, how do I impact social change? By being the change that I want to see.
Some ways I'm impacting social change personally include random acts of kindness. I've always been a huge advocate of this. It could be as simple as holding the door open for someone, smiling at a stranger. I also like to keep $5 gift cards in my car for McDonald's or Subway. That way, if I ever come across an individual in need of food, I have a quick donation ready for them. I also like to host an annual Toys for Tots drive. It's with my friends and family. Everyone brings a gift or cash to donate. We also have gone as far as hosting silent auctions with items donated from local restaurants, art, gift certificates, and then all the proceeds go back to our local Toys for Tots drive.
Hello, hello. So the topic is about how to affect social change. This right here is what we have called the SOS kit. We use this as a deterrent during traffic stops. We want to make traffic stops as simple as possible. All your identification is right here. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Force the officer to do his job. The way I affected social change recently, I actually sold this to a white couple. And, you know, before they had me leave, they wanted me to explain to their teenage son why the importance of the actual kit. So, you know, I had literally Ball Force Transparency, had to let the kid know, unfortunately, me being young and black, I'm looked at as a threat out in America. And my mom actually helped create this so that way she can make sure I got home safe. So if I'm going through the same situation, just imagine, you know, why we see a lot of black people getting shot during traffic stops. What I like about this situation is we created it as a deterrent and for safety and awareness, but now it's actually bringing up more positive and crucial conversations in the homes of all races, not just minorities. Thank you.
I know it's not everything, but it's something. It's a glimmer twinkling in an endless darkened sky, and I am aware that in the grand scheme, this is but a small thing, like barely there. But when I stare into the screen between ragged breath and a stream of tears and hear guilty, and behind that mask, I can see the filthy smirk he wore on that day melt away, and then watch as they put him in handcuffs and shuffle him off to a cage that could never contain my rage and heartbreak. I take a deep and cleansing inhalation and hold it, choke it down until my lungs begin to protest, until my heart threatens cardiac arrest, until I am on the brink of collapse and consciousness begins to unwrap itself from my brain. I strain and then I finally exhale, knowing this was just a tiny part of the hell he suffered that day. This murderer, though tried and convicted, walked away under his own volition, and the commission of his crime didn't allow for that mercy on George Floyd. There is a void where his life should be. And while I can agree that this is as close to justice as we can hope to get, the war isn't over yet. Adam Toledo, Deontay Wright, we still have to fight just to breathe, but maybe even in death, George Floyd's last breath can mean something more. A tiny opening in the door to a place where we can unify or at least try. And I know it's not everything, but it's something. And I'm just hoping tonight it's easier to breathe.